John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Batman. We came down for your rally, and we're with you all the way.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
And we brought our babies for you to kiss.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
What?
It's a rather unsanitary habit, you see. Babies that small are very susceptible to germs.
My child unsanitary?
That's not what I meant.
Batman.
A politician that won't kiss babies? That's outrageous.
I admit it's rather unusual, but...
It's more than unusual. It's downright suspicious.
It's more than suspicious. It's downright criminal. What can you expect from a fake politician like
Burgess.
Batman? Where, little darling?
I'll tongue you.
Don't tell me you good voters are going to go to the Batman rally.
I wouldn't go to his rally if you paid me. The man's a child.
That's right, down the block. And to the right, the Penguin rally is in full sway.
Penguin rally.
Count us in. You can't trust a guy who doesn't like kids.
Hear that, Buzz?
Slimy snake in the polls. That was a dirty lowdown trick.
Right you are, masked mumhead. It's one of my lowest. Politics is wonderful. I can use all my lowest, slurpiest tricks, but now they're legal. Oh, I should have been a politician years ago.
Yes. Years ago, yeah. And badges.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Okay.
Clothing optional.
What the bleep happened here?
I don't know, Larry.
Gum and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That guy's retarded.
I don't think so.
A lot of men have a joy seeing me naked.
Everybody can suck it.
Can I have some more vodka?
Leave Benny alone!
Just suck that honey down. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah!
Right on in. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. I like noise. Don't you?
I do.
Is it noise fun?
I like the screaming more than anything.
Noise is great.
How do you not like that?
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, I've been watching a Ken Burns war special, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Hitler took care of all the black Russians.
You know, I don't know about that. I don't know. Rob?
I don't think so.
I can't offer an opinion on that.
Well, that really did kind of stop the show.
Hi there,
really
Don and Mike Show.
Can tell you a great story about Willy Wonka, though.
What about him?
They had trouble finding enough dwarves when they were shooting Willy Wonka in Germany.
Yeah.
Because there were none left in Germany.
Really?
They had to chip them in.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Tragic, really.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi. This is Fred Rogers.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, Fred. Hey, we had a guy who had your tape yesterday.
How you Hello. Doing, Fred? Hi, how are you?
Do you know who I am?
You're Fred Rogers.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me.
Oh, hey, the Big Lebowski.
Hey, there you go.
Hi, dude.
Dude here.
Hey, dude. How you doing, dude?
I'm the dude, man.
I know. You're the Duderinsky.
What are you drinking?
Well, no, not exactly.
You're not drinking? What are you doing, dude?
I was just making some popcorn.
There's the payoff.
Yeah. Buzz with the dagger. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He throws him once in a while.
Buzz just threw his little ninja star at somebody. He went, ow, what's that in my neck?
Hit him in the eye.
Oh, Buzz threw, wow, Buzz, you're a pacifist. Why'd you do that?
You hurt me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I just want to let Buzz know the actor he was trying to find out about was Giancarlo Esposito.
That's the guy.
Yeah, he was. He's been in a lot of Spike Lee movies. He was also in Usual Suspects too.
And he's from Italy.
Yes.
I know he's of Italian descent. I don't know if his mother or father is, but he is one good-looking black Italian.
All right. Well, then, thank you, sir. Good now, idea. Somebody bring me the head of a black Russian.
Still haven't gotten a call on that
and
yet.
Not literally the head.
No.
I mean,
no.
You can bring the whole body.
Absolutely.
Alive, preferably.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Black bug. I like flat bugs. I like the flat one.
Black
bug. I like flat bugs.
Full moon.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. It
is. Is it tonight?
Last night.
I got an email from Big Frieda about that. Mm-hmm. She actually, my mother-in-law actually went to a full moon party last night.
Ooh, well. Is that where everybody shows their butts?
Yeah. Is she, I can't say that. I can't say that about her.
Not. She's my mom. That's
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, I know. She woke up and her butt was bleeding.
Oh, and she had a cranberry juice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The full moon.
How's it going, guys?
Hi there.
That's when you called her this morning and you said we had a great time at that party. We had a great time at that party.
Now you're going across. You are bending the space-time continuum.
I know.
Because we're talking about Big Frieda, and then we're talking about the Madonna movie.
Right.
That, what was the name of that movie? Show and Tell? Or what was
Show
it?
And Tell.
Uh-huh. What was the name?
Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare. And then you're also throwing in Eddie Money.
Eddie Money, who said we had a great time at that party when he was shamelessly trying to get a plug for his record on the show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's your buddy, the Money Man.
Yeah, we had a great time at that party, didn't we, guys? The song is called Peace in Our Time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, this is Tim in Wichita, and I was just going to say if there was any black Russians, we would have seen them in the Olympics, so there can't be.
God, this seems to be very dangerously, you know, we see it when we put the stick in that part of the river once again, mm-hmm. We're dredging up some stuff.
From the
a little bit.
You know, I think that I don't think that it's necessarily. I know you always think of, you know.
Always think, racist, especially, you know, not Wichita though.
Racist and stuff, but think about it, really though, for a second. If you think about, I don't know of any famous black Russian athletes. Do
right,
you?
Right. No, I don't, and I mean, I'm still waiting for some sort of authoritative comment on it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Boris. I'm black Russian, yo.
Okay, get out of here.
That was nice.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes, it's you.
Hi, I have some experience on whether or not there are any black Russians.
Oh, good. And how would you have that experience?
I've been there a few times. My wife's Russian.
Okay, Professor, what can you tell us?
She was from a city about as big as Baltimore. And there were no native blacks there. There were a few living at the school.
Isn't it like Minneapolis where you know they live there, you just don't often see them, right?
What catalog did you get your wife from?
Let's let Buzz just kind of hang there with that statement on his own.
No. That's been said many times. I'm not the first person to say that. Many blacks have said that they don't live in Minneapolis. Many have joked they don't live there. Still true.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
That's what I've heard.
MF-er, I want more iced tea.
It's nothing like that at all.
Buzz, I'm kidding.
And meanwhile, look who's super glued himself to the microphone right now.
Let me just tell you, though, surprisingly,
yes,
because my daughter lives in the Twin Cities.
As did I once.
There are a lot of brothers that live in Minneapolis, yes, and St. Paul, and there are a lot of blacks in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
And I think that guy sort of answers the question. I mean, you don't have a large African population in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union. You really don't.
There is a black Russian athlete.
Wow.
Google Images.
Let me see. Robert.
Who is it?
Chariot.
And not only is he an athlete, but he's brave because apparently he's in Boston.
He participated.
Wait a minute. Won the Boston Marathon for the third time Monday. This is the last one. Uh-huh. Thing is titled The Remnants of Soviet Russia's. Well, there's another Russian there. Does it say he's Russian, though?
Yeah. Well, this is under Russian athletes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fascinating.
Okay.
Well,
entered
there we go. Experiment over.
Entered and won.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to continue the experiment.
Now you know.
Of course you would.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
There's your
Don and Mike.
Hi. What's happening?
Hey, there is a black Russian. You ever see Rocky IV? There's a trainer who trains Ivan Drago.
Is there really? And I thought I had I thought I had committed that movie to memory.
He has a like salty salt and pepper hair.
And I was watching a little bit of Rocky, I think it's Rocky 3. Is that when he gets trained by Carl Weathers?
Yes.
Is that when Carl Weathers teams up with him, Apollo Creed teams up with him?
To beat Mr. T? Is that who they fight in the third one?
I think that's who it is.
Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang. And Rocky is running along the beach in slow motion, and they show him winning, and he has, if he doesn't look tarred when he's crossing the finish line, because does the thing where the lip curls up and the eyes sag, so it's a simultaneous thing where it's slow motion, and he's winning the race, and he goes, and the lip curls up, and his eyes literally droop.
You never done that with your friends?
What's that?
Like, just been hanging out with a bunch of guys and have Rocky come on. or well, no, not any Sylvester Stallone movie. Specifically, Rocky 1.
Right.
The first Rocky 1.
The original.
If you watch it muted, a lot of times you could say to guys, this is like a movie about a retarded guy that learns how to fight. And if you watch it muted.
Because he has kind of that, nay.
And I know. I remember sitting down with Goldie.
Right.
Of all people.
And watching it muted.
And laughing when he's
God, that'd be a wonderful activity to mute Rocky.
He's on the street corner wearing that little felt hat.
I've never played that game.
Oh, that's a long
time ago. You
can
play that game now.
Yeah, you could do that.
Get old copies of Rocky.
But you got to use the original Rocky.
The original Rocky. Well, this one when he was doing, and I think because it was slow motion, you know, it's they were doing that little thing where he's running on the beach and he's beating Apollo Creed as he's running the foot race, and as he crosses the line, it's just this, and it's the curled up lip with the eyes, which literally appeared to sag as you
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What is up?
Hey, 60 Minutes. I think it was a couple summers ago. I had a segment on there where they had the equivalent of the Oprah show, and there was a lady there, and she was a black African American lady that was born there.
That was born in Russia.
Born in Russia. All right. Thank you.
There you go.
That was a simple question I had. There's a simple answer.
There's the answer.
I don't think Buzz gets it yet.
No, clearly I don't.
I think Buzz needs to take a trip to Minneapolis.
Amen.
I lived in Minneapolis. I didn't say there weren't any African Americans there. I said,
sure,
no, I think we know what your no point was.
Bill O'Reilly lives in New York City. Hello, Don and Mike.
The restaurants were very nice. That's what I remember.
Hello.
Don and Mike, the black Russians are known as Moors. They conquered Russia in the 13th century.
Now, why are you saying no?
Yes, they were known as Moors. They're not natives, but they took the country over from the 13th century through the 16th century.
What about the Moors?
No, the Moors are not from Spain, Rob.
That's where Black Peter came from.
They conquered Spain too.
What about the s'mores, though?
The s'mores, that's in the Pacific Northwest.
S'mores are delicious.
Usually only in forest areas with bears.
And the
s'mores.
And the gay black Russians known as the Harvmores. Boy, I thought Mike might help me out on that.
I like to.
Got to go to Minneapolis. And I will see you guys soon.
Right.
Buzz, you coming?
Give me a lift.
Sure, I'd love it.
I got an idea. Why don't you guys make a stop on your way to Minneapolis? Why don't you stop at the Valley in California?
The Canyon.
And get Chloe. Yeah, the Canyon. Get Chloe. And then take her to Minneapolis.
She'll come with us.
Thanks for the help.
And find some black Russians. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What is up?
Hey, what about that famous black Russian, Sugar Ray Leonard?
Sugar Ray Leonard. Okay.
Wasn't as funny as I thought.
Yeah, but that comment was.
We appreciate that.
Franco Harris. Of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, you know, now.
African-American Italian.
Buzz, that's an outstanding one.
Oh, that's African-American Italian. We were talking about Russia.
I know.
But I did mention that as well earlier, and I remember now back in the day that there were all those Italian guys that had Franco's Italian Army, the helmets in Three Rivers Stadium.
Very good.
So there you go.
Research continues.
It's fascinating.
So there is such a thing as a black Italian guy.
I love it when our show gets educational.
But I would still like to meet the black Russian guy.
Mm-hmm.
A black Russian guy.
Well, you got to track him down because he won the Boston Marathon.
Oh, that was from Buzz. I don't know if I trust Buzz.
After this segment, I don't think I'll ever trust Buzz.
He'll never be allowed to have another gay experience in the Minneapolis men's room.
Right.
At the Minneapolis airport, I'll tell you that.
I know. Yeah. The guy that's over there is Harv Moore. Hey, little Donnie, why don't you drive your car over here? That's right. I'm so glad you're no longer on that orange crate. I'm so glad that now you're driving a real car with four wheels. Stop by and see me at the Minneapolis airport.
Let's touch feet.
Touch feet, and then I'll run my hand along the stall, giving various amounts of signs, signals, as it were. That's right. Signals for you to wear something flimsy.
Harv Moore, the boy next door.
There I am, baby.
You know what I think will get Rob away from the microphone? Mm-hmm. I think it's been the fact that since we came back from vacation, almost 2 weeks now, every single day he's laid out this packet in front of me.
Oh, really?
Every single day he's laid out his, as he's labeled it, the Jerry Lewis 2007 MDA Suckathon. Hey.
You know what? It doesn't have to be good to be entertaining.
Right.
Robbie, yes? You're going to get your wish.
The motto of this show today.
Really?
It doesn't have to be good to be entertaining.
That's why this is going to make today's show perfect. Today, God damn it, we will postpone the Regis sex thing.
Okay.
We will listen to the Jerry tapes.
I'm ready for the Jerry tapes. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, come here. Now get up to the microphone.
Okay.
Now, come here. Yes. Now. Heighten the excitement on a scale of 1 to 10.
All the telethons that you've recorded.
This is off the chart.
Wow. How
come on, that? Really?
It is. We get the best performance from Ed that we've ever had because he starts off bad at full energy.
Is he slurring?
Yes.
Good.
And there's lots of suck patter between him and Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry has seemed to have lost all patience with Ed.
Do they screw up the tote?
I'm trying to think if they ever do. No, I think they do pretty good with the tote.
Does Jerry make a Hitler joke or a Nazi joke?
Jerry makes a Hitler joke in the first 10 minutes of the telethon.
There
and
it is. Sure.
Jerry is forever out of breath.
That's okay. You got what you want. You got
off
what I
the
want.
Charts!
I'm looking forward to
and
it.
And, of course, the family, he calls a guy a fag.
Yes. That's,
right? Everybody heard that, right?
The telethon, which right. really is Jerry, who is only funny when he's trying to be serious.
The fag thing, that's just the chocolate on the outside. The real goodness is in the center.
All right, gather the family around the wireless because it's finally time for Rob Spiewak's Jerry Lewis telethon tapes.
For all of you who might have missed the MDA telethon from 6 or 7 months ago, we're going to have it for you coming up.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.